Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 10, you will hear stories from our 11th collection, Foolhardy. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Risky Decisions by Susan W. Harris. At 10:30 p.m. on a chilly, moonless night, I entered the parking garage. I unlocked my car, an old red Audi that had given me nothing but grief since I bought it. Behave, I thought as I started the engine to head home. Tonight, Syracuse University had a basketball game and the crowds would be letting out about now. I was sure the main highway would be congested, so I decided to take the shortcut. Normally, I avoided this route at night since it was desolate through forests and fields. My headlights were the only illumination, as no other cars were on this lonely, divided four-lane road. It was almost Thanksgiving, 1987, and I had just attended a concert by the Syracuse Symphony, where I worked as director of development. As I drove, my thoughts basked in the afterglow of a successful evening, when I felt a slight jerk in the car. Immediately alert, I tensed, but after a few seconds, it stopped. Then the car jerked more and started to slow down. Then I remembered I had been low on gas coming to work this morning. I had meant to stop at the gas station on the way home. I looked at my gauge, empty. Now the car only coasted, so I pulled onto the shoulder of the road. The car stopped. My heart pounded. Idiot, I shouted out loud. Okay, now what? I am a woman alone in a car on a lonely highway. No stores or houses for miles. Why did I decide to take this shortcut? Foolish. There's a trailer park down the road, a few miles. Do I walk there? The weather has turned cold, and I only have on a cocktail dress and high heels. My raincoat is lightweight. If I do reach the trailer park, who and what will I find there? Or should I put on my emergency lights and tie a white rag to my door handle? But I just read about a woman being kidnapped 2 weeks ago in the city. The Syracuse police warned of a serial killer. If only my husband hadn't missed his flight and had attended the concert with me. He isn't even home to wonder why I am so late. Of the two risky alternatives, I decided to wait in the car for someone to stop, and I prayed. After 15 minutes, I only saw two other cars going the opposite way. I was feeling increasingly desperate. Then, headlights appeared in my rearview mirror. They became brighter, and a white pickup truck slowed down. The driver glanced sideways at me as the truck rolled past. It pulled onto the shoulder ahead of me and stopped. Now what do I do? I'm scared. What if the driver is a serial killer? A young man, mid-30s, got out and walked toward my car. I opened my door and stood beside it. Stop! I cried out. Stay where you are. What seems to be the trouble, ma'am? He asked. I'm out of gas, I said, then quickly asked, what's your name, and why are you here on this lonely highway? My name is Jim Thompson, and I'm on my way home after work, he responded to my interrogation. Why are you working so late? I persisted. I'm a nurse at Community General and work the late shift. My God, I thought, that's my husband's hospital. What's the name of the hospital's president? I continued, trying to sound brave. I don't know, ma'am. I don't have much contact with the president, he said with a slight smile. I thought, he doesn't look like a serial killer. Whatever a serial killer looks like. What do I do? Should I walk to the trailer park or ask for a ride. Both were risky, but I decided. Can you give me a ride to my home in Manlius? Yes, ma'am. It's on my way home. I stopped because I thought you looked like you needed help. Locking my car, I grabbed my purse and said another silent prayer as I climbed into his truck. We started talking, and he explained that he was subbing for a sick nurse on the night shift. This was not his usual night. He also said he was a new father. I noticed a picture of a baby pasted to his dashboard. I relaxed my body slightly, but kept my hand on the inside door handle. True to his word, he delivered me to my driveway. I thanked him profusely and tried to give him the $40 in my wallet, but he refused. I dropped it in the car seat anyway, thinking, what new parent doesn't need $40? Grateful that the world has good people like Jim in it, but shaking with relief, I opened my front door. Thanksgiving, indeed. Copyright 2024, Susan W. Harris. Susan W. Harris lives in Hilton Head, South Carolina, where she is a member of the Island Writers Network. Her mother, a writer, encouraged her to write. Professionally, she wrote grants and proposals for nonprofits. Poems and stories were published in the Island Writers Network anthology's recent two books. Currently, she is writing a novel inspired by the life of her grandmother and mother. Read more about this writer and background on this story in a special feature of 6 Minute Stories called Authors Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 11 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELL Jones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.